Welcome to another episode of the ESO to Go podcast. I am your host, Redbird, and with me is my recovering friend, or I would say fully recovered at this point, BDLG. I'll let you speak for yourself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. It feels so good to be back amongst the land of the living. I feel so much better, man. I'm finally over the flu. It was absolutely horrible. So yes, I'm back. I'm ready to rock and roll, man. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, my friend. Dude, we got some exciting a lot of exciting news this week about the future of ESO. So we're gonna hash over that, as well as we got a release date for Dragon Hold Boardy. It is October 21st, so we're gonna get into there, maybe talk, you know, speculate on what we're gonna do inside of the game once it first launches. But first, as always, Boardy, how was your week in ESO?
Man, it's been good, dude. I finally got to play some ESO. You know, last week I was sick. I didn't get to play too much, and it really sucked. This week I've made up for lost time, and I've done quite a bit, man. I've done a lot of dungeons with the guild. The other night, Red, you know, you and I ran a few. That was a lot of fun. Just collecting some monster sets that I don't have, just trying to get ready to build out some of my characters. I have some work to do on my Necro, and I would like to tweak my build on my Nightblade a little bit. So just just grinding out gear, man, and then doing, you know, obviously the occasional BG mixed in there. You know, you can't get away from those. But been doing a lot of dungeons, man, a lot of dungeons and a lot of exploration and a lot of writs, dude. And I've been thoroughly enjoying it. It's so good to be back. How about you, dude? How was your week, man?
Dude, you know, here's the thing about where we're at as far as a guild goes and a community goes, dude. I'm having a blast with the people we have in there right now. I think we're pushing 20, or we're getting close to 20 total members, and almost all of them are active in the game. So we got a real good thing going. It's awesome to kind of, you know, get to know those people that kind of have given us one of their guild slots in ESO, and kind of, you know, getting the opportunity to do content, or, you know, do dungeons or BGs with them. I'm having a blast, man. It's been a good time. Of course, as always, just loving the BG scene, working on a new Warden build for BGs. So I'm having a good time there, dude. I really am fighting the urge to create yet another alt, because I'm trying to do that CP push, my dude. Trying to get to that patented 810 so I can give up on the CP grind forever.
Oh, dude, yeah. I'm almost 700, so I'm getting really close. And my gosh, I cannot tell you how excited I will be whenever I hit 810, because I have put all alts on hold until I hit 810 CP. I want to hit 810 CP so bad. So I actually only have three characters that I play on, and I am just going to continue to play on those three until I hit it. I am trying to be very disciplined with it, man. It's tough, though, because there are some other characters I really want to create, but I'm just, you know, trying to stick it out, man. I'm ready to hit 810, dude.
Yo, dude, I'm so not ready. Sure I'm going to make it, to be honest. I really want that. I really want that DK mage, man.
Yeah, dude, I feel you. I want to make a Sork. I don't have one yet, and I would like to dabble in that a little bit, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, again, anybody listening to this that's interested in joining our guild in ESO, shoot us a message on studioloot.com. You can use our Discord link to join the Discord, just for the community in general, especially if you want to join our ESO guild. Hop in there, send us a message. We'd love to have you. We're hoping to get a trials team together soon. So if you've never ran trials, or maybe you're just looking for a guild to start doing trials with on a regular basis, we'd love to have you. Experience, no experience, all are welcome. Come join House SL in ESO. Also, Boardy, want to touch base real quick on the Minecraft playthrough. We're having a blast in there. If you're interested in Minecraft and for some reason are listening to an Elder Scrolls Online podcast, come and join us in there as well. We're having a ton of fun in there. A lot of good people. Man, we got a good community, Boardy. I will say that. A lot of nice people.
Yes, absolutely, man. It's awesome, dude. We have so many cool people, so many kind people. And I'm having a lot of fun with that too. We don't play the Minecraft a whole lot, but we do it every Friday. And Red Dude, it's been a lot of fun, man. This is my first experience in Minecraft. I've been having a good time with it. But most of our time is spent in Tamriel.
Yes.
But Minecraft has been, it's a nice change of pace on Friday nights just to get in there and enjoy that with the community. So
yeah, I'd be lying to say if I'm not enjoying you or witnessing you experiencing those or learning those hard lessons inside of Minecraft that we've all come to know, which is, you know, don't dig straight down, always carry a bucket of water, things like that, the mistakes that you've made. And it's fun, man. It's a good time. So come join us is what I'm trying to say over it as Studio Loot in the Discord. And I don't think you'll regret it. I think it's a good time. Moving on. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say it's a great community. We really have something good going, and I'm very proud of what's being built over there. We're having a good time.
Yes, definitely blessed with a lot of good people to play with and talk to in there. So, again, we'll restate this. Dragonhold has a release date, October 21st. I'm extremely excited to have some new content to go through, some new set bonuses. That's when the new update as well is going to come out, when we're going to first see the first taste of class, character, and those, you know, identification. They're moving towards that, you know, really solidifying the class identifications and stuff like that. So it's going to be good, dude. I'm really stoked. I think everybody else is, for some new content to kind of hash over. We've really covered most of the stuff that they have on that new post as far as content that's coming to Dragonhold. I think we've hashed that out maybe a couple times at this point already. So let's take a new path here. What is the first thing you're looking forward to when Dragonhold launches?
Dude, I just to go explore Southern Elsewhere, man. I love new zones, man. The game, this game hands down is just beautiful, man. It's probably the best looking MMO I have played. And there are other MMOs out there that have amazing graphics, but just the overall aesthetics and the feel and the atmosphere in ESO, it always blows me away. So going to explore new zones is so much fun. I love it, and I cannot wait to go explore Southern Elsewhere. Just reading through the post, the Explore Renewed Southern Elsewhere post that was posted on 10/15, it kind of talks about the zone a little bit and talks about some of the encounters, some of the monsters you're going to find there. And it gets me very excited to go check it out, dude. I cannot wait to go just roam around, explore, fight some of the overland mobs, and just get away from it's kind of nice sometimes. It's kind of relaxing to get away from the in-game content grind. You know, as much as I enjoy that stuff and as much as I enjoy grinding away to get in-game gear and to do the in-game content and the veteran content, it's really nice and relaxing to just take a step back and go explore a zone and just relax and look at the atmosphere and do the quests. And I love that part of the game. I really, really love that part of the game. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most, man, is just going to explore Southern Elsewhere and getting involved in the story and killing some new mobs. It's going to be a lot of fun, dude. I can't wait. It's so soon, too. It's coming up very soon.
Yeah, man. Okay, so you know me, dude. I would typically just go through there, get the Sky Shards, maybe do the public delves, you know what I mean, all that jazz. But something odd and mysterious has started to happen to me, Bordy, and it's in the form of jealousy. I'm getting jealous of those people that have all the appearance items and all the transmogs and all the pets and all the things that you get from grinding out zones like that, dude. And I want a little piece of that. And so maybe, just possibly, that's going to start in Southern Elsewhere for me, dude. I might go out there with you, get the quest line done, really kind of explore the zone, try to collect the collectibles, dude, because really, honestly, dude, I like a little dress up from time to time. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, fashion is in game, man. Fashion is the end game of ESO. Listen, dude, I encourage you. I strongly encourage you and anyone else out there listening that has this terrible disease that Red has of just wanting to rush through stuff. Don't, man. Go explore these zones, because some of the stuff you find and some of the just some of the atmosphere and some of the things you come across in these zones, it's beautiful and it's awesome. And it really makes you appreciate this MMO a lot more than if you just grind out in-game content. As much fun as I have doing all of that stuff, as much fun as I have with in-game content, going through the zones and exploring the zones and just really taking a second to appreciate all of the work that has been put into the aesthetics and the quests, and man, you'll be blown away, dude. I think, Red, that you would really, really enjoy it if you just have a little patience and go through the zone, man, and you'll have a good time. I promise you will.
Yo, dude, here's the thing. Here, I'm going to drop this on you, dude. I'm Tamriel's hero, okay? I went through the base game and did every quest. I did every zone when veteran rank was a thing, okay?
How many times are you going to drop the Tamriel hero?
Yo, dude,
thing,
it's
dude?
Droppable
you said
at
that
all
last...
points.
No, you said it last week, man. You can only use it so many times, dude, all right? You can only use it so many times. Okay,
dude,
we're past that, all right?
It's a fact, okay? It will never change. I am Tamriel's hero, and forever will be, as long as they don't take the achievement out of the game. So I will continue. It's my only leg to stand on when we talk about questing and stuff like that, okay? So give me that, at least.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. Have you read through this post, Red? Have you read through most of it?
Explore and renew Southern Elsweyr and Dragonhold?
Yeah.
We've read through it two times already on previous podcasts.
Oh, I thought this was a new post. This one was posted yesterday on TikTok.
I know, but
this
they're rehashing I think they're rehashing all the stuff that they put out before.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think most of it is kind of rehashed, but it makes mention of some of the monsters that you're going to see in there, like the lumbering but curious Glyptodon and the dangerous Mountain Bristleback and the Horned Addix, dude. There's pretty cool stuff in there, man.
Yes, seems like new character models, so that'll be exciting to see. Always.
Yeah, it says, you know, despite its near apocalyptic past, Southern Elsweyr still features pristine white beaches, tropical grasslands, and the dense jungles of the Tenmar Forest. Dude, that gets me so excited, man. That's a lot of biomes. I don't think the zone is going to be very big, though. It does say it's going to be about the size of like Clockwork City and some of the other previous DLCs. So it's not going to be a huge zone, but it's going to be really, really fun to explore. So in a nutshell, that's what I am excited for whenever this drops on the 21st. And the first thing I'm going to do is just jump in there and start exploring the zone.
I want to point, this is a new picture to me anyways. Maybe I didn't see it before, but there's a guy karate kicking somebody in the face with their foot on fire. I think that's pretty dope. I want to see some of that. Maybe are they foreshadowing Bordy? And this will kind of pivot into our next topic. Are they possibly a playable melee class, dude?
I know there's a lot of people that want a monk class.
Yeah, dude.
In ESO. That would be a lot of fun. Like a martial artist type of monk class would be a lot of fun, man.
I guess I'd play more into like a weapon set, right? Your fist hand-to-hand combat would be like a equipable type of weapon. Maybe they have fist weapons or something.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah,
it looks cool though, dude. Go check
that
out.
That picture does look cool.
On ElderScrollsOnline.com, it's the new post about when the release date's coming out. There's a karate kicking tiger, so go look at it and stuff. All right, Bordy. So then again, moving to our next topic or our main point of the night, which was really exciting for anybody who is a patron to ESO or, you know, is interested in the future of ESO. There was a new article on GameSpot this week that they shouted out on Twitter stating that ZeniMax has plans for Elder Scrolls Online through 2020 and beyond. Which is always great to hear. I think most of us who play the game know that the game's a really great MMO and probably has a bright future ahead of it. But it's good to hear, Bordy, from another more official source.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a given. I think everyone knew that it's, you know, it's a very healthy MMO and that it's and you know, I think everyone expected ESO to last for, especially through 2020 and even several years after. But you're right. It's awesome whenever they actually state that, right? Like ZeniMax, you know, spoke out about having plans for 2020 and years beyond, which is awesome. That's very encouraging for the community. And I am very excited about it because I don't want the game to go anywhere, dude. I love it. And I think I'll be playing it for a very, very long time. So yes, it's very encouraging, man. This article was very good. No specifics, but very encouraging article for sure.
Yeah, the fact that he, I think we spoke about a little bit about this in preparation for the podcast, the fact that he was able to stick his neck out there and say 2020 and beyond is a big deal, to have that confidence knowing that, you know, they are already preparing for the future and they have that, you know, again, it's a pretty decent sized MMO. And again, I think has a lot of interest as far as, like, you know, this genre goes. It's good to know that they haven't slowed down any as far as production goes, which kind of leads us to our area of speculation for the week, Bordy. What, since they left it completely open, what are your thoughts on possible new and exciting ways that they can bring interest to the game as far as the form in which they do these annual content drops, and maybe even changing the frequency, you know, of how often they do them?
Man, what I really think is going to happen, I really feel like they're going to do another year-long adventure for 2020. I have no idea what zone they're going to do it in. I would like to see Skyrim, you know, Skyrim expanded on a little bit more. I think there's some room up there to expand on Skyrim some and to explore the rest of that area. Just because I like the snow areas, I really like that atmosphere and that environment in games. But in terms of, like, what they're going to do, the year-long adventure, I personally really like that. I know some people kind of get burned out because it's dragon. It was a year of dragons, right? Which I'm totally cool with because I love dragons. So I thought a year of dragons was amazing. But, you know, some people do get a little burned out, and then people got a little bit burned out, I know for sure, on the Endric Mount, because that was part of the year-long adventure. It was just that one mount. So I think after this year-long adventure, this was their, you know, their first time doing something like that. I personally like it because it lays out content for an entire year. You know that you're about to get content for an amazing MMO for an entire year. So you know you're going to have a game to play for a whole year with new content coming. And it all ties together. It's a year-long story, which I really, really like. And I think that they probably have learned a little bit from this year-long adventure in terms of, like, release schedule for content and how often they release content and how they overlap events with the new content they're releasing. And maybe, you know, they'll mix up the mounts a little bit and the rewards you get. But I would not be mad at all if they released another year-long adventure. I think other people, you know, may have differing opinions. I have no idea what the community's thought process on that is. I haven't really read, you know, I haven't really seen any forum posts or anything about what people think. But I would like another year-long adventure. I think it would be great. And I just, you know, to me, it doesn't really matter what zone. I don't really care, because as long as they're going to eventually fill up the entire map, I think. So we'll eventually get all of the areas of the map, but whatever they have in store, I'm really excited to see what's going to happen with the game and where they're going to take it. And I think it's only going to get better, because I think they have learned a lot of lessons over the past year. And dude, I'm excited to see what happens, man.
I think, okay, so generally I think it'd be hard to be upset about knowing that a game that you're interested in is going to get regular content production, which I think ESO is very, very good at. I think they line out a year's worth of content. They fulfill the year's worth of content in a very, I think, time-efficient way. They definitely hit their markers as far as, like, you know, having a steady stream of content when you weave in the events and everything like that to go along with the new zones that they open up, the new dungeons, the annual big drop of a expansion. I don't see where you could get angry about that. Maybe wanting things even more frequently. But I mean, just in history's past, as far as different MMOs go, I mean, a new expansion every year is extremely good. It's like the benchmark, if not the best, you know, the best that you could ask for in an active MMO, and or, you know, reasonably expect, because obviously these take a lot of work. As far as content goes, really, Bordy, I want to see more classes. I want to see more things that affect builds and the way you play ESO. That's what I want to see. I do not want to see another Somerset. I think it'd be a disappointment at this point to kind of have just a new zone with nothing that actually really changes, like, you know, adds to what you can do other than a skill line that maybe, you know, I hate to bash the skill line a whole lot, but it's not a lot. It's not, you know, there are usable skills in there. I don't want to, like, write off the way that they kind of maybe affect certain builds. But it's nothing along the lines of a new class where you're introducing three new class of skill lines and you know, a whole nother class into the game, that a new kit that you can kind of dive into. So, I mean, I think you probably agree with me on that as far as, like, yeah, let's see some more game-changing stuff in each annual update.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to see a new class added every year along with these year-long adventures. I think they're hitting the nail on the head with year-long adventures, man. I like it. I like that format, and I hope they continue to do that. The only complaint that I heard about, you know, some people just got tired of you know, a year is a long time to continue a story. I like that format. You know, some people think it's a little bit too long to continue a story. So maybe, you know, I don't know what they would want. Maybe a 6-month story or something. I don't know, but I am 100% with you with the new class. I think I would love to see another year long adventure with another new class. And I think the monk would be amazing. There's a lot of people that are screaming for a monk right now. And I think that would be so dope to have some kind of kung fu monk class in the game, dude, that's just kicking people and punching people. And dude, that would be so dope, dude.
All right, dude, hear me out here, Bordy. Okay. That's a that's a weapon. So martial arts would be your weapon equip. But the class, dude, bard. I see a lot of bard action in the forums and on the comments on this article and the Twitter post. Dude, bard.
A bard.
I mained a bard in an EverQuest. You know, a battery type of thing that's basically like, you know, based around buffing and debuffing and stuff like that. Dude, we need something like that, Bordy. And so, man, give us both. I know that's being extremely greedy. But here's the thing. I also think it's greedy, and I hate to call people out. Games like World of Warcraft and everything like that, they don't really come out with a new story but every 2 years, and that's pretty consistent as far as how often they change, like, you know, the big developments in the plot of the story is every 2 years. Yes, they release multiple raids within those 2 years and in-game content within that 2 years. But if you look at ESO, you're getting an annual, you know, kind of an annual package each year. And each year there's a new raid. There's a new couple dungeons. There's a new, you know, zone or two to explore, which I think ties in very well, or at least is nothing like, they're not slacking as far as like the industry standard goes. I think they're hitting the marks pretty well. Now, would it be decent to see like maybe an extra raid in like something like Dragonhold, where they're tying it together and you know, it's the end of the year, and would it be good to probably add a raid to that in next year's stuff? I think it would be, because honestly, it's not. And again, I'm not a quester, and I know a lot of people are into the lore and all that stuff, so I don't want to act like my opinion is the only opinion that matters. But when you're thinking of in-game content or like new content to an MMO, you think like, here's this raid that's going to have this big boss that's going to tie up this story. And they don't hit that mark for some reason with their last content drop.
What about Sunspire?
Sunspire came out with the release of Elsweyr.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But if we beat the main bad guy and then we have a whole year to kind of like push through content. I mean, I feel like the main, but that raid should hit at the very end of the year. You know what I mean? We have this class to explore. We have all this stuff. Yes. Yeah. And if they're only going to do one raid a year, then I think maybe it should be in the last drop versus the the first drop, but you know, that would make this more interesting. I think pull more people back to the community, because they're already pulling people when they release a new class, right? Like everybody wanted to go and create a necromancer, and it was kind of like, yeah, we're also going to do the raid. But what if it was like class, and then here's some dungeons with some new sets to kind of tie to string us through to the very end, which is Southern Elsewhere. And then in Southern Elsewhere, there was a raid where you get all your end game stuff for that year or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be a little bit more optimal. I agree. And who knows, maybe that's what they have in store. You know, like I said, I bet they did learn some lessons in terms of their release schedule with some things over this past year. So it's only going to get better, man. It's only going to get better. The way they release content, I think, is only going to get better. And what's encouraging is that, you know, that article said year 2020 and years beyond. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think we've mentioned, we've kind of briefly talked about this kind of stuff before and the future of ESO, not quite as in depth, but in some other episodes, we've kind of made mention of it. And, you know, I think that ESO has another solid 5 years left. That would be my guess, which is amazing. And then who knows what they'll do after that, but it's such a big game. The Elder Scrolls universe is so big that, you know, I hope they just continue to do stuff with it forever. You know, I want to keep playing it, man. I love it, dude. It's so much fun. And so it's very encouraging to see that article, without a doubt. But one of the things I want, Red, this is just a wish list item. It's not going to happen in the next year, dude, but I want a freaking collection system for all of these sets that are coming out. I mean, how there's not
breach,
dude, like a hoarder like me who wants to keep all of the sets that I get. And we've talked about this before too, but I'm going to say it again, Deadgummit, because I want it so bad. There's so many sets that are coming out. Even this year, there's so many new sets that come out and there's not enough room. You can't keep them all. I want to keep them, man. And like Destiny does it great with their vaulting system or whatever they call it. I wish ESO had some sort of system that you could vault your gear. You grind it, you vault it, you know you have it, but then like there's a penalty for pulling it out, right? And I think that's a pretty simple thing to solve. You grind purple gear that has the Divine's trait on it and it has some kind of enchant on it, right? Whenever you vault it, the trait goes away, and so does the enchant. So whenever you pull it out of the vault, you have to put a new trait on there and re-enchant
mm-hmm. it. It's another sink for whatever.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it's another sink. And then also, if you don't want to, or you don't have the transmutation stones to put a new trait on there, then you can always go to the dungeon again and grind that piece of gear out again to see if you can get one with a trait on there, right? Like that's the trade-off. And then you can have, you know, the set you have, man. It's just, managing inventory in ESO sucks. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, dude. It sucks. Having all your sets just scattered everywhere when you're an OCD freak like me. I'm a huge organization, dude. I like my organization to be on point. And I feel like my organization in that game is so bad. It's just all over the place. I have sets everywhere, man. I have pieces of sets everywhere. I don't know what pieces I need. And it's like, and I have add-ons to try to help, but it just doesn't help, man. We need Zoss. Add some kind of collection system for gear, please. I'm begging you, man. Please. And some people are probably listening saying, no, that's a terrible idea. I don't care. I want it. I need it.
All right, one more time, Bordy, for the stream. I got you on. You're on the main screen. You know, just let's give those puppy dog eyes and, you know, really go ham here.
Please. Okay. There we go. Add the guy. No, you know what, dude? No puppy dog eyes. I'm going to demand it. I need
no,
it. We add it.
No. You don't want to feed that's into that. Right, you don't want to be part of that internet. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Not the right way to go about it.
No, but seriously, I went through my inventory right before the stream, before the pod, and I started deleting things that I didn't think would be something I'd be interested in collecting. And dude, I got about a piece or two of a majority of the sets in the game. My inventory is full on all my characters. I don't even have a full set on any of the sets, and my inventory is full. Well, I got about 50 impreg stuff, but that's from running BGs all the time. But still, like, I don't even have full sets, and I'm still having problems with storing things. So, I mean, something would be awesome. I point at Destiny 2 because it recently, you know, went free and went to stream. They got a collection system over there. It works real well, and it makes people happy. So yeah. I think if it's feasible, I think it's a good move.
Yeah, well, it's just the problem is it's ongoing because they just continuously add sets, which is amazing. I'm not complaining about the addition of sets. I think adding sets and adding more gear is awesome.
That's the end game of the game.
Yes, I love that part because then you can mix and match builds. There's so many possibilities, and I think there's a lot of underrated sets out there that may not necessarily be best in slot, but you can have a lot of fun with whenever you start really mixing up your builds. But it's so hard to do that whenever you have such a limited space for the amount of gear that's out there, right? Like, there's a lot of storage in the game, don't get me wrong, but there's so much more gear than there are storage slots. I have every chest you can get. I have all the 30 slots, all the 60 slots in my house, and they're all full. I don't have anything else in them other than gear, and that's it. And I still struggle. I don't know.
There's a chance, Bordy, that we're maybe alone here and we're hoarders and we're not managing our inventories very well. There is always that possibility.
I think there's a pretty good chance, yeah. I think there's a pretty good chance that we're the only two people in the entire ESO world that have this problem. And everybody else listening to the podcast is getting mad at us for even mentioning
that. That's probably a small chance, but yeah, maybe so. All right, Bordy. Well, that is another episode in the books. Next time we see you guys, Dragonhold will be out. So that's exciting. Let's get hyped for that. That's going to be a good time in ESO. So, Bordy, why don't we tell people where they can find you?
Yeah, before I do, I would just like to make mention, man, if you guys have any ideas or any comments about what you want to see in ESO, man, shoot them over to us at studioloot.com and we'll read them on the air and kind of hash those out. We would love to hear your thoughts and your questions and your comments about the future of ESO and or anything else you might want to mention that we could read on air. But anyway, with that being said, you can find me over at twitch.tv/BDLG. I stream over there from 9:30 p.m. until about 12:30 a.m. CST. I stream about 6 nights a week. And I typically take off on Sundays, and then you can find me on Twitter at TheBDLG, and you can find me at StudioLoot.com.
All right, and I'm Redbird with a Y over at twitch.tv/Redbird. Twitter, you can find me, I am Redbird over there on Twitter, as well as StudioLoot.com. Guys, again, come join our community. It's a lot of fun. We'd love to have you. Yeah, that's it. That wraps up the episode. We'll see you in Dragonhold, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.